Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number two, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. And an amazing offer for Keystone Kickoff listeners. You could go to our app and enter to win an RV for the first home game against Ball State. If you don't have the app, you simply download Keystone Sports. But here's my heads up for you. Entries must be in by this Friday, August 13th. We will be announcing the winner next Monday, August 16th. So get your entry in for the RV. I'm Jim Galante along with T. Frank Carr. T. Frank, in quarter number one, we looked at the true freshman on the offensive side of the ball. Now it's time to look on the other side of the ball on defense. And I'm not sure we felt real confident on the offensive side that there was a guy who we really thought was going to be out on the field this year. That might be a little bit different on the defensive side. Let's start with cornerback Kalen King, who was pretty much the star of spring football. He's going to be playing, yeah. Isn't he?
I don't see any way at this point he's not, especially seeing as they've moved guys from the cornerback position because of what he was able to do in the spring. And he was actually one of the people I featured in my podcast yesterday about the ability to create instinctive plays on the ball. And Kalen King, as far as really early in his career, has profiled as a guy that can make plays on the ball. Not just be a good guy in coverage, not be a guy that is a tough guy to get the ball over his player, but actually make plays on get his hands on the football. So that is a huge skill, and one that Penn State has been desperate for over the last decade. And that alone, along with all the other things that he brings to the table, makes him a very, very, very likely player that we'll see on the field this year. Now, the number of snaps will be interesting because Penn State has absolutely played young guys, and they played them at any time in a game if they feel confident for them to be out there. I mean, we saw Joey Porter Jr. and Keaton Ellis. We saw them in big-time moments, in big games in their true freshman seasons. So we'll see King out there, but it is a very deep position, as we're all very aware, with A.J. Litton, the latest guy that came in, a highly recruited guy who went to Florida State, Johnny Dixon, the other transfer, and then, of course, your top two when you have Joey Porter Jr., who I just mentioned, and Tariq Castro-Fields. So it's a loaded room, but King is one of those guys who's going to be seeing snaps this year. And they even talked about playing him at that nickel position, so he can play several positions along the secondary. From a skill perspective, it's just how much can he handle from the mental side of it.
And I can't let a conversation about Kalen King go by without my favorite quote from James Franklin about him, which is, the ball finds him. Now, by that, I'm sure he means he finds the ball, but there are just certain guys who have that ability.
No, but he doesn't. It means that just sometimes some guys just are born with more luck. You're right. It is that he finds the ball. He's in position, and that's the number one thing. And then he's lucky that he turns around at the right time and the ball is just thrown to him. Where bad balls, tip balls, things like that, he has the ability innately to go find the football. And some of those things you just never get. Like, you don't get those opportunities for some guys, and there's not really a way of explaining it. And he compared it to Imani Oruwariye in so many words this spring, of a guy who the ball just liked him. Because there were times in games that Imani was in position, like he was in good position, but the ball was underthrown. He looked back at the right time, and it just fell into his hands. Now, the skill there is to be in the right position and to not drop it. Those are the skills, but those are on the threshold of positional skills. Those are things that you should absolutely have as a corner, and that's what you see, I guess, in Kalen King. We didn't get to see it so far because we haven't been able to see enough practices, but from all the reports, every single person who's talked about the spring football or talked about this class, they've all mentioned Kalen King in that way.
I just find it such a coincidence that always the best players are the luckiest.
Well, it's the same thing like anything else. You got to work for your opportunity, and then the luck hits, and then you take advantage of it. That's the skill, right?
Just remember, Luck is the residue of design, T. Frank, okay?
Yeah.
All right, let's move on after those pearls of wisdom. There's a few other guys in the defensive backfield. Jalen Reed, Jeffrey Davis, Zaki Wheatley. Do you see a chance any of them hitting the field this year?
Because of what we just talked about, no. Because it is very deep at those positions. I think Zaki Wheatley and another guy that was a safety in high school but is going to play linebacker, Jamari Budden, I think they're tremendous to getting their hands on the ball. But because those positions are really deep at corner and safety, I don't really see that as an avenue to the field. And linebacker is such a hard position, especially if you're going to play that Sam position, which I think Budden is going to play. He's kind of that hybrid safety role. I don't think that is something you want to put a guy into in year one unless they're truly exceptional. So those guys at corner and safety, there's too many players in front of them because you've still got to find out. We have an Enzo Jennings and Tyler Rudolph who are also four stars who've been in the system now for a year and a half or two years. So I think those guys are going to get way more run before you get to that where you're putting true freshmen at those positions. That's typically been a place Penn State has not played guys is at safety when it comes to playing them early in their career.
You alluded to the linebacker position. Let's talk about it. And Jamari Budden and Kobe King, the brother of Kalen King, are the potential players at linebacker. And the one thing I'll point out there is, I didn't realize this, I didn't think about it, but not counting those two freshman players, there are six scholarship guys listed at the linebacker position, including Jesse Luceda, who might be playing more defensive end. It would not take much for one of these two freshmen to hit the two deep at linebacker.
Yeah, and so the Sam position I think you can fix in a couple of different ways if you weren't comfortable of playing Jamari Budden early, because as James Franklin talked about at Media Day, they're going to put Jonathan Sutherland in that position a little bit at that Sam linebacker position, split some of his reps at safety and linebacker. Charlie Catcher is a good, versatile player who can play in space, and he can also play in the box. So he's a guy that can play that position as well. So you have options there at the on the boundary. It'd be in the box where Kobe King does have that build. And again, he's physically ready for college at 6'1", 245. I went back this summer and I watched some of his games to kind of get a better idea of what he was in high school. And he is a very smart linebacker. He's really smooth. I think the elite speed isn't there, but he's, again, a lot like Ellis Brooks, where you're smart enough and you're quick enough and you are fast enough that you make plays on the ball. So he would be a guy that you should keep your eye out for. But as far as the guys that have impressed me so far this spring, I did see more flashes from Tyler Elsden, and that's a guy that Brent Pry also mentioned as somebody who has taken steps forward as a redshirt freshman this year. So if injuries are a part of it, Kobe King will see the field. But I would say there's a couple guys in Catchier and Elsden who are just more veteran players that have been in the system longer that have a leg up in that competition. But there's nothing to say that if Kobe King is better than those guys, he will play. But it just seems right now that the light came on for Elsden, who we've talked about before, really explosive, poppy, downhill linebacker with good range but wasn't great as a coverage player because he's a little stiff. Those things seem to have worked themselves out this spring and last year. So if that continues, he's a guy that has a great upside and can be a really good contributor for the linebacking core. So I think he might get the opportunity first because of all those things. But, you know, to circle back and kind of repeat myself, they're going to play who's best. And at that position, as you mentioned, when they have as little depth as they do, anything is possible.
Exactly. I remember a year ago saying, wow, these are a couple talented freshman running backs, but we're not going to see them this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Famous last words. And a lot of times getting a true freshman out there, it's not because of the plan, it's because of circumstances. All right, we looked at the DBs, we looked at the linebackers. Let's look at the defensive line. Speaking of opportunity, we found out this past week it was confirmed Adisa Isaac is injured. Very good chance he'll miss the entire season. Might bump everybody up one notch. Let's look at the freshmen along the defensive line who are coming in. The names are Rodney McGraw, Devon Townley, and an interesting guy, Jordan Vandenberg, who is coming from the junior college but still has freshman eligibility.
So Vandenberg is the one right off the bat as a guy who's played JUCO. So he's played a level of college football already. And as I said before this offseason, I think it's a little bit of a tall ask to ask a lot of snaps out of him, seeing as he just played a football season in the spring. And that's one of the things we talked about with COVID, with the Division I level of, like, are you going to ask these guys to play a spring season and then go play in the fall? That's crazy. So he's the most, I would say he's the most college ready, and he has as much talent as some of the other guys. There isn't a path for him to play if he can transition quickly enough and his body is healed up from the spring, which I you know, maybe I was a little over the top with saying that he really shouldn't play this year. If he's physically ready to, he's got the burst, he's got the size, he's got a lot of really intriguing qualities as a defensive lineman with a bit of a tweener type, but I think a great three technique positional skill set. The other guy that I would say that I really, really like is Devon Townley Jr. He's another guy with superstar sort of qualities at 6'6", 255, pops off the line, maybe not as agile as you'd like, but still a physical guy, hits really hard, seems like he's a smart football player, puts it all together on the field, and it's just going to take him, I think, time mentally to transition. But he was not one of the guys that James Franklin mentioned. Neither was Jordan Vandenberg when he talked about guys at that position at defensive end that they're going to be looking at right away. He kind of mentioned them in a group of saying, then there's a lot of young guys with a lot of potential that I'm not going to name, but there's always the opportunity that you can play if you stand out. And that's going to be what it is, but they're not in the group of guys vying for starting snaps right now.
I believe also with the coaching staff, they're a little bit careful about how much they put the names of the freshmen out there, raising that expectation level. I did want to ask one thing, that Devon Townley, you mentioned he's at 255. I saw him listed at 220. Watching him play, what does he look like? Is it 255? Is it 220? Because I was going to point out
he was 250. His senior tape, he was 250. Okay. Like, he was not 220. He's a big physical kid. That's the thing that I think is exciting, is that he's ready to go physically. He can get stronger, obviously, because you can always transition body weight type, but I think he's ready to go from a physical standpoint. He could hold up in the Big Ten.
Fantastic. All right, that's it for quarter number two. Quarter number three, stick around for it. It's Ask T. Frank. Fans are back, and so is tailgating. To celebrate, GoPSURV.com has a very special offer. For the first home game of the season, rent one RV and get a second one for free. A two-for-one deal. That's right. You can double the family, double the friends, definitely double the fun. Go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 for more information.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.